From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we're in the last day of the California recall election. Can you stand it? We check on the major candidates and ride the bus with a few of the lesser-known contenders. But first, Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley joins us. He does every Monday with opinions and analysis. Hello again, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
In a few minutes, we're going to discuss something that's been in the news a lot in the last week, which is the nature of scandal. So just where should we begin with this, and what should we bear in mind as we cover politics for a minute before that discussion?
Well, a lot of Schwarzenegger supporters are asking themselves why these groping stories came out in the last few days of the campaign, and they have various conspiracy stories to explain it. And here in Washington, there are probably Bush supporters who are asking, why is this White House leaks story coming out now when the basic facts were in the paper last July? And we're going to talk a little bit about why something becomes a big scandal and why it doesn't and when and how important it is only one of many factors.
Okay, Mike Kinsley, we'll be back in a moment to do all that. First, we're going to talk about California's recall election with Dan Weintraub. He writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee. Dan, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
And bring us up to date on the main developments in the race over the weekend.
Well, the race seems to be boiling down to a contest between the governor, Gray Davis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the leading Republican candidate. While there's still Cruz Bustamante and Tom McClintock on the ballot, all the focus has been on those two. The governor is trying to beat this recall. He's focusing on the character allegations against Schwarzenegger, stemming from stories in the Los Angeles Times last week about his treatment of women. Schwarzenegger, meanwhile, is trying to rev up the Republican base and reach out to as many independents and moderate Democrats as possible.
We've seen two polls over the weekend with interesting results, and these polls would have been conducted, I presume, after the initial kind of scandal stories about Arnold Schwarzenegger had broken.
Right. The most interesting one is one by Knight Ritter NBC, which still shows the recall leading by a overall 54-41 margin. But they broke their sample down into the four-day period, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as this story was breaking. And they're showing that by Saturday, only 44% of voters were saying they would definitely vote yes on the recall, compared to 52% at the beginning.
Wow.
Another 8% said they would probably vote yes, and 37% said they would vote no or definitely vote no. So these samples are very tricky because you're only dealing with a couple of hundred people per night, and weekend polling is notoriously difficult to do because it's hard to find people at home.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people think that this might be an indication that the groping allegations are starting to take hold.
There is this other poll that was conducted by the Prison Guards Union.
Yeah, actually, that showed a wider margin, but the same trend. The overall margin was reported as 57-37 for the recall, which sounds like a landslide. But I've seen the breakdown on those numbers, too. And they actually had it at 63-30 on the first night of that sample. And then it got down to the same as this poll, 54-41, by the end. So they also are showing this slippage in the vote in favor of the recall as the election approaches.
Mr. Schwarzenegger did conclude this four-day bus tour over the weekend with a rally in Sacramento. You were there. I think you said earlier when we talked that it's the biggest political rally you've ever seen in Sacramento?
Certainly the biggest for a candidate for governor, yeah. There have been some issue rallies that approach this size and things. People were marching on the Capitol for one thing or another, but as far as a candidate rally, this was the largest I had seen. I think there were about 10,000 people there. It also was not your typical, or at least stereotypical, Republican crowd. There was a real mix of ages and races and social status, at least judging from the way people were dressed. That can be a little dangerous. But bluntly, I mean, it looked a lot more like a blue-collar crowd than we're used to seeing for Republican candidates in California.
Briefly,
we also had the candidate. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wondered in the last day what's going to happen.
Schwarzenegger and Davis are both flying around the state, making multiple stops today, trying to rally voters at the last minute to get them out to the polls tomorrow. Bustamante and McClintock are doing more low-profile events and trying to get on as many television stations as they can, and voters will probably see wall-to-wall television commercials if they watch any TV tonight.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Dan Weintraub writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee.